The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Shalom, Rolien Marx, how are you?
Shalom, Simon, I'm good and you guys?
What? Hello?
I need to see this download.
Oh, no, just go to the, no, go to the Chaim from Facebook page. He's adorable.
He's so
I'm intrigued by something called a dino dog.
No, that's just his name.
Oh, come on, Rolien. You're too smart for that, a dino dog. Just...
His name is not dino dog, but what is dino dog? I'm heading in that general direction right this minute.
Okay, so we are trying to find homes for these and make shidduchim, basically, between these lovely puppies and these lovely animals and... possible forever homes, right? So we've hooked up with an organization called Woodrock Animal Rescue. They're a fantastic organization. And every day we're going in a feature called Single and Ready to Mingle. We are going to feature a different pup. So Dino.
Can't think of anything more delicious. Come on, guys.
Okay, so now let me tell you.
He's, give a forever home.
No, so this Dino, he's a French bulldog mix. He's 2 years old. He's an amazing family pet. He's been at Woodrock Rescue for 5 months. And he tells, according to them, they say he tells us that he loves socialization hour at the shelter and he races around playing balls. Dino's on their highly recommended listing. He'll do well with a dog buddy and children who will fuss over how cute he is. And if you want to adopt him, you just send an email to adoptions@woodrockanimalrescue.co.za. But go and check him out on the Facebook page. He's adorable.
Right now, I'm looking at him right now and he's utterly gorgeous. How come cute. On, guys.
Are you both going to be terribly upset if I ask a question about Israel?
Yes. Can we just talk about how cute the puppy is? Okay. All right. Let's not upset
really
everybody
significant
else.
Significant news happening yesterday. My goodness me. Got to discipline the two of you. Yeah. Really important story that the U.S. House of Representatives votes overwhelmingly to condemn the BDS bill. That in light of huge debates about partisanship and bipartisanship. Rolien, over to you. Talk to us.
Well, I heard almost a Freudian slip when he said the U.S. House of Resentment, because there are three very, very well-known, very outspoken rookie congresswomen who were not part of the 398-17 with 5 abstention vote in favor of a resolution rejecting the boycott, divestment, and sanctions BDS campaign against Israel. And not only did they vote against that, but they also called for increased security aid to Israel and advocated for a two-state solution. Two states, which would mean, you know, normalization between people. So it passed with a vote of 398-17, and I hope Ilan almost paying attention because she wants to put forward her own resolution that advocates in support of BDS, but I think that the American people are speaking, and I think that they agree that boycotts, divestment, and sanctions, and anything that breaks down discourse between Israel and Palestinians and singles out yet again for approbation the Jewish state at the expense of other conflicts around the world is double standard, it's hypocritical, it's anti-Semitic, and they're just not going to stand for it.
There was a little bit of wavering going on, it seems to me, amongst the Democrats themselves. But when push came to shove, the bipartisan vote held and held quite strongly, Rolien.
It did. And there are discussions and there is a little bit of dissension in the Democratic Party. 16 out of the 17 who voted against it were Democrats, and only one Republican representative, Thomas Massie of Kentucky, voted against the resolution. But Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, both rookie congresswomen, they've been lobbying very, very hard. Tlaib making comparisons between Israel and Nazis, which is just absolutely ludicrous and outrageous, and also calling Israel filled with blatant racist policies that demonizes both Israelis and, both Ethiopians and Palestinians. And also we know Ilhan Omar, who is becoming quite legendary in these circles for her stand against Israel. Ironically, they will be coming to Israel very soon, and they will be allowed entry into the country.
Rolene, I couldn't ascertain what AOC voted. Do we know? Do you know, perhaps?
Yes, because I went and checked the roll call, and she voted against. So she was part of the 16 Democrats that
interesting
that voted against the bill.
Interesting. Okay, let's talk about Hamas, who is talking about a prisoner/remains swap.
This is very topical at the moment because we are on the fifth anniversary of Mitzat Tukey Tunnel Operation Protective Edge. But Hamas's military wing spokesperson, Abu Obeida, he broadcast a speech on Facebook Live. It seems like they're cutting him onto social media quite strongly here. And he has said that we have firmly raised a real opportunity to resolve the issue of the prisoners and missing persons if leadership of the enemy is serious in opening and advancing this file and paying the natural price through the clear path that led to the resolution of similar issues in the past, i.e., in other words, if Israel agrees to swap prisoners in our jail who belong to Hamas. And let's just reiterate that these are terrorists with blood on their hands. These are not civilians like the three that are currently captured by Hamas, and they're not remains. As are the remains of Hadar Golden and Oron Shaul, who fell during battle during the Tzatzuke time. And he went on to accuse the Netanyahu government of doing nothing to inquire over the well-being of Abraham Mengistu, who is Ethiopian being held. And we know that the government has been trying to do all that they can, or at least that's what they keep telling us. And we also know that this is Hamas's way of trying to take advantage of the recent tension in Israel with the Ethiopian community and to try and stir the pot quite a bit.
Okay, and then finally, let's talk about how Israel is marking 5 years since Operation Protective Edge.
Well, can you believe that it has been 5 years since Operation Protective Edge, and in ceremonies across the country and in a big ceremony last night, which was attended by President Rivlin, Prime Minister Netanyahu, and the upper echelon of the IDF. Prime Minister Netanyahu actually spoke about the government trying to do everything that it can to ensure that the remains of the two soldiers as well as civilians being held captive are returned. He wouldn't go into greater detail, but he spoke about the 50-day conflagration with our neighbors. He spoke about the fact that it was a war, so to speak, or an escalation of self-defense. And we also can't forget that this is the battle, this is the 50-day war that brought to our attention the tunnels that have been dug from Gaza into Israel and the intentions of those tunnels.
Rolene Marks, toda rabba, as always, thank you very much, and look forward to speaking to you same time tomorrow.
Come on, guys, give me good news. Let me know.